This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get this day going, let's read a bit of the Bible together and spend some time with God. Time with God, the foundation of your Christian life, and the foundation of your time with God should always be God's Word, the Bible. That's what He primarily uses to shape your life, to shape your thinking, to speak to you. Let's see what he has to say to us today as we continue in the Gospel of John in the Bible, starting in verse 1 of chapter 2. It says, "And on the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus also was invited, and his disciples to the wedding." Gives you a neat picture of Jesus' life, doesn't it? He wasn't just walking around making pronouncements all the time. No, he was a guy who lived a regular life on earth, but with a dramatic difference, that he was representing God. He was God the Son. But here he is. He's invited to this wedding, a nice party. "And when the wine gave out," they ran out of wine at the wedding, "the mother of Jesus said to him, 'They have no wine.'" Just like a mom making a leading statement, expressing her expectation that Jesus would do something. "And Jesus said to her, 'Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come.' His mother said to the servants, 'Whatever he says to you, do it.'" Almost seems like she ignored what he had just said and went on with her expectation that he would do something. It says, "Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each. And Jesus said to them, 'Fill the water pots with water.' And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, 'Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter.'" The head waiter was a very important person in charge of all the refreshments, and he would always taste what was being given to the guests. "And they took it to him," this water from the water pots, "and when the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, 'Every man serves the good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then that which is poorer. You have kept the good wine until now.'" The idea, people drink the good wine, and after a while they don't really notice the taste of wine, and then you bring out the poorer wine. This beginning of Jesus' miracles, Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This was his first miracle, the beginning of the evidences for who he was and his message that he brought. And it gave the disciples that confidence in him. I wonder, in your life, has God been active in your life? Has God answered some prayer? God met you in your time of need in a way that just convinces you, yes, God is there. God loves me. God is a meaningful part of my life. Do you know that those experiences are very important to your spiritual life? Never take them lightly. Write them down in your journal. Remember them. They are the things that will carry you through the difficult times when you struggle, when you wonder. You look back and you say, yes, God has shown me again and again his love for me, his care for me, his involvement in my life. I can trust him with this tough time because I can see his goodness to me. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.